Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. In 2015, it was estimated that over 70% of the world's freshwater sources are used for crop irrigation, and in the United States, over 80% of water use is for livestock and crops. These uses have depleted some local water systems, and Dr. Tess Russo is helping not only to track these changes, but help determine proper management plans to help the water tables recover. An assistant professor at Pennsylvania State University in the Department of Geosciences, her research interests include agricultural water management, managed aquifer recharge, and hydrogeology. Russo earned her doctorate in 2012 from the University of California at Santa Cruz and did 2 years of postdoctoral research at the Climate School at Columbia University. According to her website, her research has three main components. The first is in developing methods to help measure the relative impact of humans and natural drivers on hydrologic systems. Secondly, to develop models of these systems to project future conditions and to test management strategies. Thirdly, to use field observations and modeling to improve the understanding of fundamental physical processes. Dr. Russo's research is an around-the-globe endeavor, including work in India, Africa, and the United States to help improve agricultural water management practices in order to protect water supplies from over-exploitation and contamination. In India, the water table levels have been falling, and new water management strategies are being tested, including changing out the crops being grown. In Africa, studies are being conducted in Kenya and Tanzania, as their soil types are very different, but there is concern in both areas of nitrate leaching due to increased use of fertilizers. Russo is using modeling to help determine if different fertilizer application methods should be used in each setting. In the United States, her research is looking at measuring the groundwater levels for the past 60 years, as well as the correlation between groundwater levels and extraction rates, and these levels in relation to local precipitation and long-term climate cycles. For 2 years, she was a research scientist at Global Good, and in 2020, she became a program officer at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, moving up to senior program officer less than 2 years later. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.